Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympic Snap, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is surfing. Let's break it down. Surfing will take place on July 27th and will go until July 31st, with medals being awarded on July 31st. Surfing will take place at the Te Huapo Tahiti in French Polynesia, a venue to fulfill France's ambition to show off the entirety of France, including its territories. There will be two medals available for this sport, one for the women's event and one for the men's. There will be 48 athletes competing from 21 different nations. So Zach, can you explain a bit of the history of the sport and just how exactly it works?
Yeah, Nate, sure. So surfing began to gain popularity in the early 20th century and was petitioned to be an Olympic sport since the 1920s. But it wasn't until 2020 that surfing was finally added into the Olympic Games and is now making its second appearance here at the 2024 Games. Now, the way that surfing works is that surfers will compete over multiple runs, performing maneuvers and tricks on a wave that are scored by 5 judges based on the variety, type, and difficulty of the tricks. Surfers are also judged on their speed, power, and flow, which is the way in which a surfer seamlessly connects their moves from one to the next. Shortboards are the surfboards of choice for the Olympics. They're smaller than longboards, and they allow for faster and more maneuverability. Every wave that a surfer rides is evaluated by a panel of judges on a scale of 0.1 to 10. The highest and lowest of the 5 scores are discarded, which means the rest of the 3 scores are averaged out for a final score. The surfer's 2 best scoring waves are added together to determine their teat total out of a possibility of 20 points.
All right, thanks for that background, Zach. Now, what does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
Yeah, the format's pretty cool. It will have 6 rounds. Rounds 1, 2, and 3 are followed by the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals. Round 1 will consist of 8 heats of 3 surfers each. Surfers can ride as many waves as they want during a heat. Athletes alternate who has priority for each wave. The winner of each heat advances directly to round 3, while the other 2 surfers go to round 2. In round 2, there will be 8 heats of 2 surfers, and the winner will advance to round 3, the loser gets eliminated. Starting with round 3, the competition functions as a single elimination head-to-head bracket. Each heat will feature 2 surfers, and the winner advances to the next round, the loser gets eliminated. The ones that get eliminated in the semifinals will compete for the bronze, while the ones that make it to the final will compete for the gold.
All right. Thanks, Zach. That was really helpful. So, who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
In 2020, Brazil won the gold medal for the men's event, while USA won the gold for the women's event. As I mentioned in the skateboarding episode, surfing is a global phenomenon with athletes from all around the world. However, countries with surfing climates do a lot better than those that don't. For example, Australia, Brazil, US, and Japan. For the men's competition, Gabriel Medina of Brazil is favored to win the gold, while Jack Robinson of Australia is also favored to win. The US is a potential dark horse with John Florence coming back from injury to compete in this year's games. For the women's event, France is favored to win gold, as their surfer, Vahine Fierro, is from French Polynesia and will be used to the terrain and waves for the competition. The U.S. also has a couple of top surfers, such as Carolyn Marks and Caitlin Simmers, that have a good shot at gold.
All right. Thanks for that, Zach. A lot to look forward to in this sport. Now, what do you think of this sport, and do you plan on watching it this year?
I think it's cool. I haven't been surfing. I like being in the ocean, though. I don't know much about it, but some of the broadcasts I was looking at, the commentators did a good job of explaining some of the moves. And so I will try to watch it and try to learn something. Now, I think it is probably a little bit of when you are watching, it's not a great spectator sport because there is a lot of waiting around for the right wave. But I think it's definitely worth throwing on and checking out. What about you?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. I like how they've done the format where the rounds are pretty clear and concise, as well as I think the scoring is actually kind of interesting, where you discard the top and lowest scores that the judges give out, which I think is kind of cool. But I agree in that there is a lot of waiting around because surfers are allowed to ride a maximum, or have no maximum, I should say, of the waves in each heat. So it is a lot of them just kind of waiting around, trying out different waves to see what will give them the most points. But I think it is cool to just kind of have in the background. I'll probably throw it on in the background just to maybe see a few runs, see how some of these surfers do, and just get a bit more of the sport and see if I like it. You know, it's fairly new to the Olympics, so I'll be interested in just seeing a little bit more of how it works in practice. So, who are you predicting to bring home the gold for these events?
I think the men's is going to be incredibly competitive this year. But I do think that Gabriel Medina of Brazil is going to win it. He looks very strong. For the women's, I think Vain Fierro is probably going to win it, but I think the American surfers will give her a run for her money. So, gold for Brazil, gold for France. What about you?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think that Gabriel Medina of Brazil is likely to come back in and win gold again. And Vain Fierro for the women's event, I think just the knowledge that she's going to have of the terrain and waves, having lived there, is just kind of unmatched. A lot of it is knowing the terrain and knowing what you're doing in surfing, I've found. And I think that will give her the edge against these US surfers. Well, thanks, Zach. That is all the time we have for today. We'll be here for more sports on Olympics Now.